This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.
All right, Lee?
Hi, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, not too bad.
Tell us where you've just been.
I've just been around Duncan from Blue's house.
Wow.
Woo! Right, why was that?
I had to fix some TV equipment for him.
Right. Which particular company are we not allowed to say?
Not allowed to say that.
Right.
Get in trouble if we're dead.
Yeah. So you've been to Duncan off of Blue's house today?
Yeah.
Right. This is great. I love this. I love this. You could be like our new Cribs correspondent.
Yeah.
And every time you get someone famous to go and fix some TV equipment, and you could just like phone us up and tell us what the house is really like. Because you know, like when they're in OK or Hello or when they're on Cribs, you know they've had a big tidy up beforehand.
Yes.
And sometimes they don't even think it's their house.
Sometimes they go to hotels, don't they, and then pass them off as their own place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so I want to know what Duncan's place was like, please.
Well, there's loads of gold discs everywhere.
Yeah.
And, well, it's quite vain, isn't it? There's pictures of himself everywhere.
Are there?
Yeah.
What, pictures of him while he was in Blue?
In Blue, yeah, on his own and all that.
Did you see Craig David on Cribs? He had, like, a huge picture of himself, didn't he?
Yeah.
Was it like that?
Yeah.
Oh, lush.
The Beckhams as well, they have a big picture of themselves, don't they, above their front door.
I love it. I love this. And Missy Elliott, did you see that one?
No.
Where she's got Missy in every, like, embroidered into every seat of the sofa. Okay, what else is in there? Did you have a lot of TVs?
Yeah, there was a few. I think he had a couple in, virtually every room. Well, they let me go into anyway.
What, he didn't let you go into some rooms?
No. Oh, his bedroom.
Right. See, that's how you didn't see the mirror above the bed, wasn't it, probably?
Yeah.
So what else happened when you were there?
Well, he kept playing his answerphone messages really loud. I think he was trying to show off all the famous people he knew.
What, so while you were there, he was playing all his answerphone messages?
Yeah, over and over again.
Who were they from?
I think they had Tara Palmer Tomkinson on there.
Yeah.
Was it Kim Mars? I think there was Jack Lloyd on there, and then one of the other ones from Blue.
Which one?
Simon.
Simon,
Lee.
Was it?
Lee.
Lee, Simon.
Lee, you're the one.
Right, it was Lee. Okay. And he just kept playing them?
Just kept playing them over and over again.
Did he have a lot of moisturiser as well? Oh, you didn't go into his bedroom, did you?
I want the light, no.
No.
You can't laugh at that. If he has moisturiser. I'm playing his famous answer phone messages, but you do that all the time with your Lorraine Kelly ones.
The only number I had. So, Lee.
Yeah?
Thank you for the fascinating insight into Duncan James's house.
Not a problem.
You say that you do go to famous people's houses quite a bit, do you?
Yeah, quite a bit, yeah. A good bit
now and again.
Too.
Right, yeah. Will you do me a favour?
Yeah?
Next time you do.
Yeah?
Will you be sure to call me again?
I will do.
Will you?
Yeah.
Because I really like this. I just want to know what's in those houses. I want to see what it's like when, you know, when they haven't tidied up. Imagine if they came round to our house, for instance. My house, not your
Our house. Didn't think we were going to talk about that.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, I'm loving Lee and his insight into Duncan off of Blue's house. I reckon this could be massive, right? I just like the idea of our listeners, like we send them round to famous people's houses, they just have a bit of a rummage around while they're changing the boiler or something.
Is that not trespassing?
I don't know.
They go around to actually do a job.
Yeah.
Right.
Like they've gone to fix the electrics or the gas or something, and then they call us while they're in the house, tell us what kind of toilet roll they use, tell us what's in the house. Yeah. Maybe have a little rummage through the dustbins.
I'd rather know what's in the house than the toilet roll.
A toilet roll says a lot about somebody. I think
does
you're
it?
Fine. Yeah, it does. We could develop this idea, though. If you're in the service industry and you'd like to...
Yeah. Has to be a service industry. We're looking for people in the service industry. Not burglars.
If you fancy rummaging around a few famous people's dustbins and just telling us what's in that house, then let me know about it. Maybe you're in one now. 81199.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, you all right, Scott?
Yeah, who's that?
It's Farron from Dorset.
All right, how can I help?
Yeah, you're on about the celebrity crib special.
Yeah, are you in one now? Are you in a celebrity's house?
No, I'm not, but I've been into Louise Redknapp's house.
Okay.
Wow.
What was the house like?
Yeah, it was nice. I only ventured into the garage. She wouldn't let me into the house, but yeah.
So you've only been into the garage?
Yeah.
So it's not Cribs now, really, it's MTV Garages.
Yeah, I was working on a car.
Why were you in... Right, you
were
working
on a
car?
Pardon?
What were you doing to her car?
I was fitting privacy glass to the back windows of her car.
Oh. Have you done this for many celebrities?
David Beckham, Craig David, a couple of Southampton footballers.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Have you been to Beckham's house?
No, I haven't, unfortunately. Have you been to
Beckham's garage?
No, we did that one in a dealer's garage.
Have you been to Craig David's crib, Bo?
No, we did that one in a garage as well, which is unfortunately. But, yeah, it was only Louise's.
Anyway, let me know what Jamie and Louise's garage is like. I want all the details.
Not much to say, really. Washing machine, couple of cuddly monkeys, you know, the odd vegetables in the little trays, nice wine rack. That's about it, really.
Just like
nothing
any other garage, really.
Well, yeah, basically.
Right. Well, thanks for your call.
Not a problem, Scott.
Thank you. Not really what I was looking for, really, but it's a start.
Yeah, we'll get there in the end.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Scott. Hi.
Right, yeah, now, we were talking earlier about being in a famous person's house.
Yes.
And snooping around a bit, and we wanted some people that have done that or are doing it right now. Are you doing it at the moment?
Not now, but I was working earlier on at Dame Judy Dench's house.
Earlier today?
Dame Judy.
Earlier today?
Yes, earlier today.
Right, and what's the address of that?
No. Of course I can't. She lives just near Elwood in Surrey.
Right, what did you see?
Saw some Oscars.
Did you?
And saw some BAFTAs.
Did you? Has she got more light on the mantelpiece?
On the mantelpiece.
You saw Dame Judy's BAFTAs.
Oh, I did, yes. Come on, Chappers, now, please.
Good morning.
Wow.
Yes. So what do you do then? What's your job?
I'm an alarm engineer, so I'll service the alarm today.
So you're peeking through the windows, looking at the Oscars.
Yes,
yes, you were, weren't you?
Something like that. No, I was actually in the living room, and they're quite heavy as well, you know. I actually picked them up as well, so...
All right. Did she let you touch them, finger them?
Yes. I fingered the Oscars, yes.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Okay, and what's the code number for the alarm?
it's 98.8.
Are you going to be going back there anytime soon? Probably not after this conversation, eh?
I don't think so. We'll probably lose the contract.
That's it.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.